Hey, this is Diederik. You're going to listen to Brad Thomas, who speaks about integral leadership and offers us three specific questions that you can ask yourself to take a more conscious approach. Now, whether you think of yourself as a leader or not, everyone exercises leadership in Brad's definition, which is to influence and motivate others to achieve some meaningful result. And as you listen to this, I would encourage you to think of a challenging situation that you're currently facing. And maybe see how these three questions may help you take a more conscious approach to dealing with it.
In the work with Ken Wilber at the Integral Institute, we developed these papers and did these courses and international conferences many years ago. And one of the models that the Business and Leadership Center that I was the managing director of at the time proposed was this idea of awareness, approach, and action, and has to do with levels of system and triple loop learning and Bill Torbert. A lot of things were integrated into this very simple framework of awareness, approach, and action as a way to think about leadership. And then more recently, in the past 5 years, through those now like 15,000 hours of coaching CEOs, something just emerged in my language in trying to help CEOs learn and practice integral leadership. And what emerged was these three questions, is just really reminding leaders, reminding all of us in every situation to, in a kind of conscious, presencing way, very deliberate rather than just kind of unconsciously answering these questions, well, what should I do in this situation, and just reacting, to very mindfully ask these three questions. And the first question is, what is really happening? And really is italicized here. What's really happening? And we need to look at the systems dimension and the interpersonal dimension and the individual psychology dimension and the behavioral dimension. And so for those that know integral theory, we want to look at the I, we, and the it, and the its. We want to look at what integralists call all four quadrants. What's really happening? And then the second question is, what's most important and needed? And when you ask the question, what's most important, you're really getting into values. Now, here again comes this perspective taking, which is important in an integral approach. From whose perspective, what's most important? Okay, what's most important to me, right? But what's most important to the three other people that are involved in this dynamic, or the 300 or 3,000 people? What's important to them? And that's going to be a function of their values, which is another way of saying their worldview, right? And then that too, what's important to them, their worldview, is part of what's really happening. So you see these three questions are nested and recursive. So it looks simple, and it is simple, but it's deep. So what's most important and what's needed? What's the next step? What's needed? Is what's needed to go in and intervene and put out a fire or prevent somebody from being seriously, you know, injured in some way? Or is what's needed to step back and observe and, you know, allow the people with the problem in an adaptive change scenario or a second order change scenario to solve that problem? You know, is it challenging? Is it coaching? Do they need to develop to the next level? Oftentimes, that's not what's needed. What's needed is to just solve the problems at the current level. So what's important and what's needed, and that informs the approach. So what's really happening, we use our integral awareness, if we want to use that term, to really understand what's happening, to presence what's happening. What's most important and needed, we now need to, that's going to inform what approaches might be appropriate and inappropriate. Trying to get people to go to the next level and transform may be inappropriate in this situation. Just giving someone a better tool or even just supporting someone, giving them lots of love and encouragement, but not actually solving the problem for them might inform the approach that we take. And their values, which is implied by the term what's most important, is also going to inform the leadership approach that's going to be either helpful or completely demoralizing and possibly even destroy your credibility if you use the wrong leadership approach. And another word for that is leadership style. So you can see there's a little bit more depth than at first meets the eye. The third question is, what's the most helpful action I can take? And after going through this many times, I coach my clients to just even ask themselves, is this helpful? You can almost collapse all three questions if you practice this, dozens and dozens of times into, is this helpful? Which implies the first two questions. So, and of course, that's getting into the realm of action. So the leader, in this case, is taking some type of action. What type of action is most helpful? And often, the best action is silence or just love and support, quiet encouragement. Other times, the action is to come in with a sword of discerning awareness or even aggressively come in and protect someone. See? And so we can't answer that third question until we have a good answer to the first and second questions.
So that was Brett Thomas talking about conscious leadership, or integral leadership as he calls it. And this is a brief excerpt of a full module he taught for the Agents of Conscious Business course. As a quick summary, the three questions that he encouraged us to ask ourselves were, one, what is really happening? Second one was, what is most important here and what is needed? And the third, what's the most helpful action I can take? Now, another way of remembering that is to consider the three A's of awareness, approach, and action. Now, you may have gotten some great insights from just listening to this brief excerpt, but as you may have seen, we've also included a mini workbook, which should help you get even more out of this simple framework, deceptively simple. It will take you through a quick exercise on a real-life situation that's currently happening for you. So I really encourage you to take a look at that. It's short, but it will help you take a really important step in moving from theory to practice. So over the next couple of days, see if you can remind yourself of these three questions anytime that you face a challenging situation, big or small, at home, in a meeting, anywhere else. Although it's taken just a few minutes to learn about this simple tool, you can spend years practicing it. So for now, enjoy your practice.